This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Call in and talk live here on this Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
I'll give you the telephone numbers here in a minute, but we were talking about this guy who was living in his parents' house, and apparently getting him out was so difficult that they ended up in court. We're not sure who took whom to the to court here, but they had at one point actually given him $1,100 to move out. And by the way, I have no idea what they paid the attorney, which I can only expect is more money than that.
Right.
So getting this kid out has not been cheap.
Yeah, they suggested a lot of things. Take the money, get a hotel room, get an Airbnb, do something, just do something.
Just but, get out.
But it's... It reminds me of the movie Failure to Launch.
I'm not familiar with the movie. But I can only imagine how difficult it would be for this guy to move his entire Robotech figure collection out of the house. Yeah, anyway, let's go to Stan and call it in from Chattanooga. Stan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I have a little different twist on this thing.
Yeah.
I think the parents should have been the ones thrown out of the house.
The parents?
Okay. Yeah, because they're the imbeciles that raised this clown.
They were enabling, perhaps?
Absolutely. And if they send him to the government schools to learn to be a communist, even more so they should have been thrown out of their own house.
Isn't this the stereotype, though, that this guy, I mean, you know, we read the stereotype of what a neckbeard was. We talked about millennials. I mean, isn't this guy just stereotypical? And if he's stereotypical, part of the word stereotypical is typical.
Right. That's true, but who let that happen in the first place?
Clearly the parents had something to do with this. I mean, there's no doubt.
Absolutely my point. That's exactly my point.
Yeah, should they be able to pawn their kid off on the rest of society?
Well, I think parents at all levels pawn their kids off. I mean, eventually you have to.
I guess if you raise them to be functional members of society, then you're not really, like, pawning them. They're contributing to the overall outcome
right.
of the world.
Go make it on your own.
That are constructive, those are people that become a part of society that does something. This guy isn't doing anything. And it's, again, I go back to the parents who raised him. Obviously nobody.
Well, again, is there a generational change in how parents are raising their kids? And I would argue that there was. I mean, and Mark and I both experienced at a very young age, our parents telling us, when you hit 18, you're out of the house.
My parents didn't say that. I say that to my son.
Oh, okay. Well, my parents definitely
said that. He was shocked every time I say it. Just stunned that I would say such a thing to him.
But I said the same thing to my son, and I said the same thing to my girlfriend's son. You know, when you're 18... That's the age when you decide where you're going to go and what you're going to do.
I think you may have something here, Stan, though. Check this out. So here's the plan. You got a kid who won't move out, mom and dad. All you do, take out second on the house, take out a second mortgage on the house.
Right.
Get as much money out of that domicile as you possibly can. And then, now, I understand at least Florida is a homestead state. I wouldn't be able to give you legal advice on which states this is true in. But then you go get another house, change your residency to that house, and then you just stop making payments on the old one.
Just done.
Now, at this point, you're going to be in a situation where, you know, this foreclosure is not going to look good on your credit, so you might as well max out all the credit cards and just get prepared and then sink all the money you got into the new house, and then if it's a homestead state, you're completely fine. And homeboy's got to sell his katana collection to make the mortgage payment, or he's out on the street.
I think
you're brilliant,
I think
Stan.
His name, Dave was that caller that called in earlier?
Dave from
Montana? Yeah, I think he was on to something with the whole shutting the electric off.
There's a lot of ways you could do it.
But the bad credit rating and the things for doing what you suggested is their own responsibility because they were the imbeciles, to use my word again, that raised this kid or tried to or didn't try to, as the case may be. But nonetheless, they didn't do a very good job, and he's doing everything he can that he was taught to do.
Thanks for the call, Stan.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think it's part of a parent's, at least this is how I felt as a parent, part of my responsibility to get my son ready for adulthood and to be able to go out there and find a job. I told him, I don't care what it is, you know, do something, and I'm going to help you out. You know, when my son first moved out, he did not have a job. He found a place living with some friends. It wasn't that much money, and I pitched in. I helped him out with security deposit and stuff like that until he got a job. And every time I saw him, I'm like, how are we doing on that job, hon? It took him a month or two, but, you know, to me, the investment was...
I've never had that trouble, but then again, I've been willing to take crappy jobs.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And he was, I see it in him. He wanted, you know, that better job.
Yeah.
But eventually he just worked fast food and he...
Fast food is hard work. There's no doubt. Those people that do it, they deserve our thanks when we go in there, you know?
Yeah. But again, he went through, I think, one, two. He was a janitor for a while, too. It was like two crappy jobs. And then he figured out, this is not what I want to do, so I'm going to go apply at, like, cell phone stores and stuff like that. And he got a good job, and he's in sales then, and then he becomes a store manager and stuff like that. So all that stuff can start if you give your kids a chance. If you continue to coddle them, don't be surprised if you end up in court and the kid's 30.
Yeah, sales is the shortcut past college, I got to say it. Ultimately, if you can't hack college, well, sales is... A good route to a relatively good career. But Stan brought up the idea of nature versus nurture here. Mm-hmm. So the parents are responsible for the kid. But ultimately...
And we're all parents here, so this is an interesting discussion.
Yep.
Right.
Some kids are going to be born responsible, and some kids are going to be born just irresponsible. What do you do with that kid that's a little immature at 18 years old and just isn't the sort that goes and looks for responsibility? My son, most kids want to do what their parents are doing. They want to eat what their parents are eating, you know, whatever. Want to participate in the activities their parents are participating in.
Yep.
He has no interest what you two, his servants, are about. You know,
right.
Like it is. He doesn't want. I'm like, tell my wife over and over. He wants food. Make him make it.
Right.
Stupid stuff when I was a teenager. You know what I mean? And my mom kind of took the approach like go out and let me kind of do my own stupid stuff, but I would take responsibility for whatever it was that I did.
The consequences, sure.
Yeah, the consequences of my action. Like, she wouldn't baby me if I did something wrong.
Right.
And oh, I did, you know.
Right.
I got in my fair share of trouble.
So how about Heather at 18 and I don't want the details, but was it more or less, you know, at some point shortly after you were 18, you moved out and you got out on your own?
No, I actually left when I was 17. So I graduated high school at 17, and then I met my daughter's father, who was in the military. He got stationed in Hawaii, and I moved out there and lived out there in my own apartment.
So, like, base, the
no,
military
I lived off.
For it?
I off lived base. Off base, and yeah. I worked while I was out there doing housekeeping. I cleaned, like, mansions on the beach in Hawaii.
Nice. It's
pretty awesome. I mean,
right,
I wasn't complaining. I was fresh out of high school living in Hawaii. Like, what more could you ask for?
So one
and I was only
17,
so anyway, so I lived out there with him for a while and actually broke up, and we broke up and I moved back home to the States. And
pregnant or?
Yes.
Okay.
And so basically I ended up
going back to mom's house, right?
Moving back in at 18.
Yeah. Pregnant.
But my mom was super awesome and super helpful, and she was excited, and
yeah,
she knew that I was going to need her, and he obviously didn't want to be in the picture and didn't want to take responsibility. So,
babies are cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So after you move back,
I don't regret it, you know.
New child, and I, you just don't strike me as someone who loafed around the house playing with the baby until you were 25, 26.
No. So what I ended up doing is I ended up, I was a stay-at-home mom for the first, like, year, a little over a year, because I wanted to breastfeed.
Right.
So that was, like, the most important thing for me.
It's
good
really
for the baby.
Hard to work and breastfeed.
Yeah, really hard.
I can
but
imagine.
Anyway, I'll continue my little, you know, kind of give you guys some insight when we get back.
There we go.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. I think we're going to listen to Heather's origin story here in a moment.
Okay.
The
I really
spoken like
this.
A true comic book geek.
That's right. The this issue of Free Talk Live, Heather's origin story.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Bam. crash. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is also important. And Zencash is made by voluntarists with the idea of voluntary interaction being embedded right in their white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com. I like the fact that they've got 11,000 secure nodes. That's more than anything that I'm out there.
It's a big number.
Zencash.com. So, Heather, we were apparently you had moved back to mom's house. You come back from the boyfriend with a baby bump. Back to mom's house, and you stay at home for about a year taking care of the kid because you were breastfeeding. Go on.
Yep, so I had gone in another relationship, and when my daughter was like a year old, my parents decided to move, and so I ended up getting an apartment with my then-boyfriend, and that didn't work out very long. And
well, they all fail until they don't.
Right. Yeah, relationships. Exactly. So it makes it that much harder, too, dating when you already have a child. It's just like there's a whole other element. But anyway, so then when she was like a year and a half, I got my own place, worked 3 days a week, and went to college 2 days a week. And
did you find the college degree to be of any use for you?
I never actually got a degree. I did like 4 semesters at a community college. And
so what's that, an AA, the equivalent of an AA?
Almost.
Associates.
Yeah. I didn't complete my last semester.
Okay.
But anyway, so I ended up...
I've never heard of anybody saying if I hadn't got that Associate in Art of Arts degree that I really wouldn't have made it anywhere.
Well, I definitely don't regret it. It was like going to Cape Cod Community College was probably like one of the best places I could have gone. Because it's like a lot of the professors there, they all taught at like Ivy League schools. Mm-hmm. And then they buy houses on the Cape in retirement, but they get bored, so they pick up one or two teaching classes at the college.
That's
so
awesome.
Wow. All these incredible professors at a community college. So you're paying like community college rates for like Ivy League knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And I think that's a good path. If people can't afford to do it and they're working, and I just don't believe that a college degree makes financial sense other than in very few fields. And even those are going to be highly competitive.
Like, if you're going to go to college, have, like, a 10-year plan. Have, like, okay, have someplace lined up where you're going to intern once you get the degree. Like, you know what I mean? Where you make these arrangements and stuff. I know people that have done that. Like,
I've been told by a couple of guys that, you know, that have high-end degrees is basically, now this obviously would not work for everybody. This isn't advice that worked for everybody, but not everybody's listening to my show.
Mm-hmm.
True. Their advice is, don't go to college unless somebody else is paying for it.
Right.
So it demonstrates that you've had the academic fortitude to stick with getting good grades up to that point.
Right.
You've gotten the you've gotten the accolades, you've gotten the grants, whatever the scholarships, these kinds of things, and that the parents are willing to kick in a little bit. And because it's these people that graduate with these giant, basically mortgages hanging around their neck.
Right.
With a mortgage, at the very least, you can give up the house, go into foreclosure, and then in 7 years you're fine. With the college fees, you can't even get rid of them in bankruptcy.
Exactly, because who manages that? Because
the government does.
The government does. So I we're talking about kind of extremes here. What I'm saying is like a Heather plan where you take a couple classes at a community college. To me, that would just be fun.
No,
it would be more fun for me to do that than at that age. I wish I would have given up, you know, 2 nights of drinking than I could have afforded to go to community college.
At that age, something. You could give up 2 nights of drinking and afford to go to community college.
I probably could have afforded to go to an Ivy League school.
The community college classes were like $200 a semester when I was going.
Yeah, and I think that's a great alternative, and that doesn't require a lot of money, and a lot of people listening to this program probably live in states where community college is dirt cheap. California could be free.
And it might not be the best community college, too. So, like, looking into colleges is important, you know? Because, like, branding, it really is a thing. Like, there's certain colleges that, you know, if you apply for a job, like, one's going to stick out over the other one just because of
the name.
The name and the professors and the, you know, like... medical breakthroughs that Harvard's had, for example. They've had a lot of medical breakthroughs from students that have gone to those colleges. Therefore, they become like a leading college in that field.
Right.
So it's not like it's, oh, well, just you pay more money to go here. That's why it's reputable. It's because there is golden knowledge, is how I'd refer to it, there, that's leading to innovation in certain fields.
I think it's just the brand.
Yeah.
I think a good portion of the students that get in there are getting sold on it, and they're not getting access to the actual information that's, you know, what makes it good, because they need some people to keep funding the project. So
These things are basically hedge fund managers at this point with a education wing. But didn't Zuckerberg start Facebook at Harvard?
Harvard, in his dorm room.
Yeah. Well, did you get to see this thing where Zuckerberg's sitting in front of like the EU council or something like that?
I didn't watch that one.
And getting grilled? Well, this particular incident, one thing that I got to see was several of them asked him whether or not Facebook qualified as a monopoly.
Of course they did.
And what I thought was interesting about them asking whether Facebook's a monopoly, because obviously Facebook's not a monopoly.
Right.
Monopoly means that there's no other competitor in the marketplace. Mono meaning one.
Right.
Now, they are a market maker. They are the biggest social media network out there by a long shot. But, you know, at Reddit, Imgur, and a variety of others out there.
MySpace.
But the funny thing is MySpace barely exists anymore.
MySpace was as big as Facebook today.
They were a market maker, and they lost their market maker status because they were, you know, crappy tech, frankly.
Right.
But well, the funny thing was that these representatives of a monopoly were asking, this businessman who's, head of a market making social media network, whether or not he was in a monopoly. Do we need an economics lesson here, gentlemen? There's somebody here that represents a monopoly, and then there's me. You, sir, run a monopoly. You are sitting there pointing your finger at me, but you claim a monopoly of violence in the given landmass, be it Belgium or France or wherever it is. You're not particularly good, and nobody gets to try other governments, in their particular area.
That is, that's absolutely true, number one, but nobody in that world ever thinks of themselves
as
that.
They don't.
Do you think that, Facebook is... It can't be as private of a company as people think. Because, when you think of social media and how many people are on Facebook, it's such a powerful tool to influence public opinion.
Right. Sure.
I mean, people that don't understand how algorithms and stuff like that work, they don't realize everything that's in their newsfeed when they're scrolling, it's put there. Someone can calculate exactly what they're exposed to, what they read, and kind of start influencing their own memory and their own opinion.
That's why I don't spend as much time on Facebook as I used to.
I think limiting your time on Facebook is really, really good advice.
Yeah.
It's great for seeing pictures of other people's kids and stuff, but other than that, not so much. 855-450-3733. It's 855.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Texting enrolls for recurring alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text RISE to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word RISE to 246810.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We were talking about... Well, we've really been all over the board this evening. We were talking about millennials, neckbeards, manscaping, Facebook and the EU. We got on deck here, Trump's tweets, covering the whole thing.
Absolutely.
If you love what we do here on Free Talk Live, and by that what I mean is bring a whole different value system to radio. Look, you may be a podcast listener or... listen to Free Talk Live in some other fashion, and you think, it's an internet show. That's true, but Free Talk Live's also on 187 radio stations.
Wow, we're going up.
Close to 200.
We're getting there for 200 radio stations across the U.S., and that means that people are turning on the same radio stations they listen to other major talk show hosts on, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Tom Hartman, wherever they might be listening. And they're hearing Free Talk Live in the evenings. And if you want to see more people basically talk to about the ideas of liberty, the best thing to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. They are responsible for us, frankly, being on this many radio stations. Let's go to David calling in from San Francisco, because I hear no one calls it Frisco, David.
Oh, no, it's funny. You know, we're an international city, and... When I first got here, I tried it myself, and it's funny, there are a lot of Catholics here, and the whole idea of saints, you know, Saint Francis, it was very disrespectful. And the idea of, there were other people since, you know, like Jesus was born on the run, right?
Yeah.
When he was born, Herod?
Herod was
told, "Yeah, better kill this kid. He's gonna bring down Rome." And so he sent out troops to to kill the firstborn, right? And so they had to smuggle Jesus out of into Egypt, and he was born on the run and had to live on the run for years, right? So the idea of a sanctuary city, you know, that's very respected. You know, there are evil kings and tyrants and have been for centuries. So yep. The idea of having a sanctuary city is a big deal, much less that you would actually have a sanctuary state. That's some amazing courage. And that's actually one of the reasons why, you remember just at the 2008 crash, California went from, we'd lost ground, we were only the sixth largest economy in the world, and then we dropped to eight.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
Well, now we're back up to five.
Five,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, a sanctuary city is a good thing for, you know, if you...
It doesn't seem to be doing California too badly. There was a time when several municipalities there were in full-on bankruptcy, bad management. There's still a few good stories about, you know, terrible management of municipalities in California, but that doesn't speak to the entire state. So, yeah, there's...
Well, when the people start paying attention to their own government, that's when you protect, you know, the bridges get built right and the schools get run right and, you know, things like that. When people give up on their own property and they stop voting and they stop showing up at city council meetings and school board
meetings. Who goes to city council meetings?
What's that?
Who goes to those things? Have you been to one?
Oh, I was at a hearing, much less one of the general meetings, and I testified two out of three of the issues.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I think a lot of people, and having been involved in politics for a long time now, both at local, state, federal levels, I think there's a lot of people that they do care, but it's not for them. And that's why I think that, in a way, people that are involved in politics gain a lot of supporters, whether it's on the radio or whether you're a politician or whatever. People like to have someone else deal with it because politics, by definition, is conflict. And conflict. It's people coming together to try to resolve conflict, right? Wherever there's a property rights issue, wherever there's any type of water issue or education issue or anything like that, politics is the dialogue around it. And so there's always going to be this kind of like negative, aspect, because there's no pleasing everybody. So there's always going to be unhappy
people.
We've got different kinds of experts. Say, like, if you. You know, if you were in an agricultural city, then and somebody was, you know, putting too much fertilizer on top of the hill and it was washing down into the city streets below, you know, that's something, it's not liberal conservative issue, it's turds in the street.
It's property rights. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you could say that, but it's common sense, too, and somebody's not using their common sense on top of the hill. And, you know, for centuries, books have been written about it. Do you remember the old Edgar Allan Poe, The Mask of the Red Death?
Uh-huh.
You know, the idea that some king thinks that he could just slam the door and an epidemic won't get to him? I mean, that's where we are right now. When they slashed Obamacare, they made it easier for epidemics. I mean, that's how stupid that was. And, you know,
how do they make it easier
Trump
for epidemics?
King,
yeah.
Well, if you know, 25 million people are all of a sudden cut off of health care.
They're not cut off of health care. They're cut off of health care funding, and then it just goes back to the hospitals.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
but if you got,
emergency
if you
rooms
got
are
the,
full of people going to for syphilis.
Sure.
Well, if it's cheaper to do something early, and there's an easy way to do it, and then all of a sudden some tyrant gets in charge... and decides that 25 million people are going to be cut off of a good standard thing and with no other choice, but ha, 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 we did it.
No.
I mean, that's basically setting it up for an epidemic.
Here's a counterpoint to that is one would argue, so one could argue that this health care program was foisted on people by a tyrant.
I never got the health care, and I always had to pay a penalty.
Yeah,
and so
I didn't either.
I'm thankful that I don't have to pay that penalty anymore.
Yeah, that's the only thing that changed
for
me, too.
The phoniness of it, you're familiar with just the basic idea that if we all chip in our money on April 15th, we can buy stuff in bulk. We can buy ambulances, we can buy hospitals and libraries and sewer
systems. Governments aren't known for their efficiency and getting good prices.
Sure they
aren't known for buying.
No, they're not.
They're not.
Well, if you're living in Tammany Hall, they're known to never be. But if you're living in a quiet, calm place where everybody wants it done right and no fuss.
I'm in a quiet, calm place, and I'm trying to build, and I'm working with the government right now to build a fire department. And I can tell you, I can build a building a heck of a lot less costly than for the same square footage as they can build a fire department.
Yeah.
And the reason is because the government hands down all kinds of mandates about how they have to, you know, what
they
have to do.
Do you want to build it to last, or do you want it to be...
A 100-year department.
Right.
But that's just because I can't compete against the fire department. Nobody will allow me to put together an efficient model to compete against the fire departments that are monopolized in the given area, and I don't want to do it.
You ought to read that book that was written about San Francisco here. It just got published about 2 years ago. It's called Black Fire, and it's about 1850, and San Francisco burned down six times in a year and a half. And apparently, Tom Sawyer, Mark Twain's kid name, you know, his fictional kid, there was really a Tom Sawyer who was a firefighter out here in San Francisco. So you look for this book, Black Fire, and I think there's a sub-headline in it about the true Tom Sawyer of Mark Twain's books and whatever.
Okay.
And it's a great book because it describes privatized fire departments and how... Sometimes they would show up at a fire and beat each other up in the street to see who would get to put out the fire.
Right.
And, I mean, that's and so what, the fires that's what, would never get put out.
That's what municipal fire departments are, is the socialization of the responsibility of fire insurance companies. Because fire insurance companies don't want to work together. They don't want to put up a system. You and I have to pay for a fire department. A fire department isn't there to keep your house from burning down. It's
if
there to keep your neighbor's
to the house
from burning
next
down.
Door and the house next door
right.
doesn't
your
have
neighbor's
the right
house.
Insurance.
That's right.
Yeah, and so it starts in your place and burns down your neighbor's house because they don't have coverage. Now,
well,
what happens
the fire
in
department
lawsuit?
Isn't not going to put out your house because it's burning. They may send you a bill for that service, but there's lots of ambulance services in this world that'll send you a bill after they take you to the hospital. That doesn't mean that you're going to the hospital.
You're creating bureaucracies. I mean, if you've got a problem
if you
with
haven't
personnel,
worked in a fire department, you don't know what bureaucracy
I think
is.
We're trying to replace bureaucracy.
Aren't a lot of fire departments?
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220-plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great-tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I've got something in my throat. Can you tell?
It's Free Talk Live.
Talking about, we're all over the board. We got to get to Trump and his tweets here, but we've got calls, calls, calls.
Calls are good.
Tell me real quick what happened with Trump. Everybody's going to follow him now?
A judge ruled that Trump can no longer ban people on Twitter from his account.
So I don't have to follow him on Twitter.
He can't block people because doing so violates the First Amendment.
There you go. Let's go to Stephen in Ohio. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
That would be Stephen.
Stephen, sorry.
Stephen.
It's all good. I was actually going to share my experiences at the Libertarian Convention and just how changing it really was.
All right.
I now know why nobody takes this freaking party seriously. Okay. Half of the delegation showed up either high or hungover.
Those were the fun ones.
Oh, yeah, those are definitely some of the
more fun. Is this the Ohio LP convention?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was a candidate for governor, as most of you know. Mm-hmm. But what was interesting is it went fairly well, aside from everybody, as said, being drunk or high. I got to smoke pot with Adam Kokesh. That was pretty fun.
I'm sorry.
Allegedly.
I'm sorry. Be careful.
But anyway, what's strange is we did not actually select candidates. The delegation did not actually select the candidate.
Meaning?
Meaning that party officials, not necessarily the delegation, five people on the executive committee got to pick the candidate.
Smoke-filled room?
All right.
Pretty much.
Right.
But what's funny is I lost.
But why do you want democracy from a Libertarian Party, I guess, would be my question.
Because I want to make sure that the delegation is choosing, because those are the people that have been involved with the party for quite a while. They're the people that change the laws. The bylaws and amend the party's constitution.
Okay.
So what do they have to do? You have to propose and vote on rule changes to allow these things to happen?
Yeah.
Right.
That'll take you forever.
But what ended up happening is I conceded to these people. I conceded. We called them the Gang of Five.
All right. You
know, five people that did it. But because I refused to support the party's nominee, Travis Irvine, who is an absolute joke, I was stripped of my delegation and removed from the party.
Wow.
Wow.
What?
This is why I hate the Libertarian Party, at least in every state but New Hampshire.
This is why I'm not going to the National Convention, because this year, I mean, it's like showing up to a halfway house. There's just so much mentally disturbed individuals in that party. It's not even funny.
But it's all these people fighting over something that is basically irrelevant.
Right. That's what I imagine it to
be
like. I
mean, social media libertarians and the people that actually show up are usually totally different crowds, but at least to the national convention, a lot of local parties are exactly what you said, Stefan. It's like there's, you know, just a bunch of people that show up. They just show up to do drugs and drink together. I mean, that's really all it is.
What's your solution for this, Stefan?
My solution is I'm not going to take the LPO seriously anymore, the Libertarian Party of Ohio, and I am going to offer a huge apology to Ian, because he always told me the only place you could get anything done was New Hampshire, and that seems to be the case.
Debatable.
I think you get something done in New Hampshire.
I don't think New Hampshire's like Libertarian Party is probably much different.
Oh,
than
I'm not
Ohio.
Playing. I wouldn't be able to speak to the Libertarian Party
I
of New Hampshire,
either.
But
they haven't done a whole heck of a lot here. Either.
I would say, however, that you can the Libertarians. Small L libertarians that have moved to New Hampshire for the Great Freedom Migration have had some effect and likely will have more effect in the future.
See, the problem
what will happen in the long run, I cannot tell you.
The problem is libertarians think they can accomplish things by having opinions. They don't realize that you have to actually have to put in work.
Well, you're talking
you don't
about
think
Libertarian
New Hampshire
Party.
LP has done that?
It's not just New Hampshire LP, but it's what, 10 years of activism that's gone on here? And there's been a lot of things that liberty-minded folks, not necessarily Libertarian Party folks, have changed in this state.
But they get so, like, sidetracked anyway. Because I've been involved with the Libertarian Party for a while now.
I don't care about parties. I mean? That's my whole point. I know that New Hampshire has no knife laws.
But you kind of need parties in a way to make...
Do we?
Different. In a way, it's organization. You know, it's like the framework of an essay. Like, your party is the framework of, like, your strategy in order to implement change. It's not, like, that's what it is.
Like the party that got our crypto laws changed.
You know, and when people start voting, you know, in delegates or, you know, officers, sitting officers and stuff like that because they have a good opinion as opposed to they have a track record of getting stuff done, of accomplishing stuff. There are a lot of good, hardworking people in the Libertarian Party, but there's also so much dead weight that should just get cut.
I will say, while I do agree that parties certainly make it easier to get things done on the legislature, I think they're very dangerous because, let's say you're a member of the party, you know, like I was, and you don't instantly kiss their butt or support everything they do,
right.
You get tossed out because you were not a party loyalist.
No.
The comment that ended up getting me tossed out is I had said before I had left the convention to go home last Sunday was, well, if this is the best we've got, I'm not going to support him. I'm just going to stay home. I'd vote for the Green Party candidate, Constance Gladwell Newton, before I would vote for him.
Right.
And that got me so much backlash, and I came home, as said, with a Facebook message saying, "We can't believe you did this. You're a traitor. We should have never let you into this party." This was less than 24 hours after I had gotten a standing ovation for my concession speech.
There you go. That's what it's like. Politics, it's an ugly game. I look forward to seeing you at some point in the future, Stefan.
Absolutely.
But what you got to do, Stefan, is you got to go back there and you got to change the way things are. You got to fight them on it, you know? Work
keep
to change
fighting.
It.
Keep fighting.
Change
I am going to move to one of these special economic zones. You guys can fight back here. I'm going to go build something.
I hear you.
Let's go to Bill in Albuquerque. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm time delayed a little bit, so I'm not sure if you've already talked
no
about
problem.
This.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, this was about the NFL players and the protest.
Yeah, in the first hour, we were discussing the NFL players having to now stand for the
national anthem or wait in the locker room.
Right.
Or stay in the locker room. Yep, go ahead.
Right, and I caught a little bit of this on another show this morning where it was quoting an ESPN article where I guess until 2009, the policy was that the players would stay in the showers area until the anthem was over,
right?
And then they would run out onto the field, and everybody would cheer and they'd start playing football. But in 2009, the DOD paid the league I forget how many million dollars a year, to have them come out and stand during the national anthem as some kind of a boost of patriotism. And that's when this whole thing started. And then I guess it was 2015 was the last time anyone could see any payments to the league on this. But you got to wonder, what's the economic point here? You know, is that still going on? Is the league losing money from the DOD? There's something more than just a protest here, and it's I didn't have time to do any more research, but I just feel there's still some, you know, backdoor politics going on this.
Yeah, I think the history of the anthem and it being played at football games is extraordinarily important here because people tend to forget,
right.
You know, what happened even just a few years ago. If you could imagine in the 70s when Olympians are standing at the Olympics and they're raising their fist in protest,
right.
What might have happened at football games? Yeah, there was a good reason why they weren't coming out and standing or, you know, being told to stand for the national anthem.
If you tell people that the national anthem has only been officially the national anthem since 1931,
yeah, less than 100 years.
People lose their minds. No, that's not true. George Washington sang it as he crossed the Delaware. You know, it's not accurate.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Whoops, I just dropped Sarah. You know, I can't feel too bad about that or about Trump not being able to block people on his Twitter account.
Sorry, Trump.
And apparently in this circumstance, if somebody wants to be POTUS, you don't get the advantages of the rest of us in being able to block trolls.
Yeah.
I don't use Twitter much, so I don't know exactly what a troll is going to do, but I presume they tag you and you just get a whole bunch of notifications or whatever.
Yeah. No, people will, you know, hit them up and offer their opinion, and people have been doing that since he gained the presidency.
Yeah, but does he really have time to sit there and read tweets all day? Like, you're the president of the country.
I know.
Probably,
but sometimes
he
responds to some. You sit there and go, why is our president responding to this? It was like the father of the two that were released from North Korea. Trump took credit for that.
Yeah.
And the father said something like, that wasn't you that got him out.
I question whether it's like somebody else responding on his behalf, though. I've always thought that. I'm like, how the heck does he have time to be honest?
I don't know.
Whoever's doing some of that responding probably should have their head examined. Check us out at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of social media there. If you want to check out our Twitter, it's twitter.freetalklive.com. If you prefer Facebook, it's facebook.freetalklive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.